Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crawley and Dustin fly the W. Mark Willard, Garlic Fries, and Baseball Guys, our special Giants, Cubs, combo platter podcast here as we get ready for the series at Wrigley this weekend. Glad you're with us, and we invite you to subscribe. All right, you know, go ahead.
Really quick, you were right. I made the mistake on that. Alcantara came on the Rizzo deal.
Yeah.
And Alexander Canario came with Caleb Killian, and he is ninth in the season, ninth on their prospect list. And he did start the year in Tennessee, but has moved up to AAA. And again, now you got two top 10 picks out of that whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is something that, no one's in San Francisco is thinking about that now, but if it goes a certain way over the next 3 years, that's the kind of deal that actually, I mean, it was applauded heavily at the time. And I still would. I mean, Canario was a prospect. I think he was on the back end of the top 10, even in the Giants organization. But that's a deal you make when you're in the middle of a 100 plus win season for sure. But, you know, I could liken that deal to an Andrew McCutchen deal that the Giants made years ago, which turned into Brian Reynolds being a mainstay in the outfield for the Pirates and a guy that the Giants would love to have back. So we'll see. We'll see if Canario becomes that kind of player in the future for the Cubs. A couple other things I want to chat with you guys, because I think that your market and our market are, I guess, two of the three markets that should have a big opinion on this. John Heyman and others have mentioned this, but in the middle of this Aaron Judge home run, John Heyman now has made the statement a number of times. If he gets to 62, that's the true single season home run record holder, which of course wipes away Barry Bonds, wipes away Sammy Sosa, wipes away Mark McGwire. And we know exactly what he's getting at, but revisionist history for me is not doable. Acting like everyone's innocent when we don't know I have no idea, you know, sure, we get what Sammy and Mark and Barry, what we think we know they did, but, you know, we have no idea what's going on in the world of Aaron Judge to Roger Maris to Babe Ruth. I just don't think, and you've got guys in the Hall of Fame, Pudge Rodriguez, Mike Piazza, and beyond. I don't think you can draw lines like that. And I can tell you that San Francisco spits on that take that Aaron Judge right now simply needs to get to 62 to be the new single season home run record holder, at least emotionally. How does that grab you guys?
Well, John Heyman's not showing his New York bias there, is he?
Come on. John Heyman's a regular on our show.
John's great. Us too. Odyssey Insider. I got it. John's great. John's great. But it's his take. I disagree with it.
Well, as long as he's not voting for those guys for the Hall of Fame, and again, you're right, Mark, it's his take. He's entitled to it. You know, the question is, here's the thing. Did Bonds, did McGuire, did Sosa hit all those home runs because they cheated? I don't think so. Maybe they stayed healthy, at least in the case of Mark McGuire. I think Bonds just decided he had to change the focus of his game because chicks dig the long ball, right? We'll go back a couple decades. So it's also ironic. I heard today on the Cubs broadcast as I was driving out here, this is the anniversary of Mark McGuire actually hitting his 62nd home run at Wrigley Field. And Crowley, check my math here. I want to say Pat said 24 years ago. Has it been that long already?
Be 98. So yeah, 24 years ago.
24 Jeez. Years. I mean, it doesn't seem like yesterday, but it sure doesn't seem like a quarter of a, come on, 24 years ago? Wow.
No joke.
It's a great, listen, Mark, this is a great topic. It's very interesting. And that's why I hope Judge actually smashes it so we can just be done with it, right? Like, let Judge hit 70 this year so we can just be done with it, because then it'll just be about Aaron Judge. And let's hope that somehow, some way, the Cubs can steal him from New York.
I can tell you that there is frustration on the Cubs fans' part, because we've seen how St. Louis fans have treated Mark McGuire, and we've seen how Boston has treated Barry Bonds, yet Sammy Sosa's persona non grata, like he's the worst human being in the world. He hasn't been back to Wrigley, no stretch, no throw, no first pitch. It's almost like they're trying to erase his history. And that's frustrating for a lot of people, you know, my age. I was in college when that home run chase was going on, and for a lot of people, Sammy Sosa was the Cubs from the, you know, mid-90s to the early 2000s. And so the fact of the matter that he's not even welcomed at the ballpark, where it seems like, you know, obviously, you know, you wish that maybe – and to sit there and put that on just the players, to pretend like ownership and other people didn't know what was going on at that same time.
Yeah,
you know, you didn't care when the cash register was ringing and they were saving baseball after the strike. And so
– exactly right, Crowley. Preach it, man. You are – you could not be more right now.
There's no reason – like I said, you want to sit there and criticize the records like you said. You don't know what Aaron Judge is doing. Alex Rodriguez never tested positive for anything. We know what he did. We don't know what everybody's doing. And no, no offense, the more money you have, the better chemist you have, the better drugs you're buying. They're always one step ahead. I'm not going to sit here nitpicking on this stuff. All I know is that, you know, I just wish Sammy would get the same kind of treatment in Chicago as Bonds has been shown in San Francisco.
Yeah. And he is still very, very revered, even though everybody is also acknowledges the story and the way that it went. Now, in that conversation, Dustin, you just said something very interesting that I want to dive into, because it feels like you guys have sort of, I don't know if bought into is the right phrase, but you've accepted the fact that the Cubs are at a certain point in building back up after getting rid of all those big names last year. Are you feeling already ready to make an investment like Aaron Judge? Because this is a major conversation out here. Aaron grew up a Giants fan. The Giants have preached financial flexibility. They have it. In fact, if Rodon opts out and the Giants do not bring back Evan Longoria next year, and they have the option to not, their payroll that is committed for next year is a grand total of $65 million. That's it. That's the Pirates, by the way. They would need to spend over $100 million this offseason just to get back to 10th place in payroll and spending, which I feel like the Giants should be every year. You absolutely should be in this market, be top 10. So whether or not Aaron would leave the Yankees is question one. Where would he go next is question two. But I can tell you his name comes up on our show almost every day. Do you feel like the Cubs are going to make an Aaron Judge chase?
I would think they better be in the conversation. I mean, absolutely. Ricketts has been on record, Crowley, right, saying that that can't happen again. We can't give Cubs fans the year that they had. So you better be in the market. And again, can you imagine Aaron Judge in Wrigley Field? I mean, can you imagine how many home runs that he will hit? I mean, he might put one on top of one of the rooftops. I mean, so yes, I think they're going to spend. This is a winnable division. This division is not that great. They are a one great home run hitter and one starting pitcher away from winning that division. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to win a World Series by any stretch, but that's all they are away from this.
I would say that, you know, I think for Cub fans, it really seems like it's Yankees or West Coast with Judge. So I guess nobody's really kind of gotten their hopes. I remember back when Bryce Harper was, you know, coming up and everyone was reading the tea leaves and he named his dog Wrigley and he talked about how much he loved Chicago. Yeah. So it was like, oh man, Bryce Harper wants to come. So it hasn't felt that same way with Aaron Judge. Would I love Aaron Judge to be wearing blue pinstripes instead of black? Absolutely. It just, I guess I haven't let myself dream that big yet.
Well, we all do this, which is we try to get in their heads ahead of time. And we did this with Garrett Cole, who essentially has a brother-in-law on the Giants, where it's like, oh, I bet he'd want to come back. He's from here. Like, very rarely is that actually what drives this. We know exactly what drives this. And that's why I keep telling Giants fans, actually, they should be optimistic about Aaron Judge, not because he's from here. If you want Aaron Judge, be the high bidder. That's it. It's not about, oh, who lives where, geography, this, that, the other. The Yankees made me mad. Be the high bidder. You're going to get the player 90% of the time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I would be happy with Aaron Judge coming there, and I don't care what his dog is named. I'm absolutely, I would be absolutely thrilled to have a, you know, and you know, for you know, you talk about these big markets. I mean, like guys like Judge, like Chicago fans eat that up, we're still talking about Refrigerator Perry 30 years later. You know what I mean? So just like those type of personalities and those type of, you know, larger than life figures. I mean, he would just be an absolute hit around here.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Fridge, because I got one more question for you guys. And that is, me and many, many of my Bay Area brothers and sisters are about to get on planes and get our butts to Chicago. Because the appetizer of Giants Cubs followed by the main course of week one, Justin Fields versus Trey Lance, 49ers Bears. I need some intel. I've been to Wrigley once in my life. I've never been to Soldier. We're doing a fantasy draft out there this weekend. We got both games. I got it all set. I got a big party going out there. What are we doing? Where are we going? Give me the intel.
So you're talking about it around Wrigley Field. So it all really kind of depends on what you're looking for. And that's the beauty of Wrigley Field, is that you can walk down three blocks and find every type of bar that you could ever imagine. So you like country music? You like country bars, country live bands? You go to Old Crow. How about beer? Are you an IPA guy, a guy that likes kind of crazy beers? You go to Lucky Doors. If you go to Brick House, you get a beautiful view of Gallagher Way, which I don't know the last time you were out here, but it's this beautiful park area that we kind of have right in front of Wrigley now. Nisei Lounge is the oldest bar in Wrigleyville. If you want the classic dive bar, it's called the Chicago Handshake. You order a Chicago Handshake. It's old style with a shot of Malort. I don't know if you've heard of Malort, but it's something that you got to say that you tried. Cubby Bear and Sluggers. Sluggers has the batting cages if you want to go and test your luck, and they have dueling pianos after games if you want to go there and get a little crazy. Oh man, I'm trying. There's so much to do and see there, and I know I'm probably forgetting someplace, but Bernie's is kind of an old school place that has some good food. There, you just have a little bit of everything right there. You know, HVAC has live music. Smoke Daddy's has some great barbecue. If you want some great barbecue with some beer and some, they had a lot of blues bands pre-pandemic. That's another fun one to go to. You can't go wrong there, but you do got to go with the Chicago handshake, the old style, the Malort shot chased by the old style.
Yeah, that's definitely on the top of the list. You got to do that. And then really you can't go wrong anywhere on Clark Street. You want to stay by, there's nothing to do by Soldier Field. So you definitely want to take care of the fun and the entertainment value over around Wrigley. No doubt about that.
Yeah. And then what about at Soldier Field or Wrigley? What am I ordering during the game? Is there, you got any special thing, or is it just dog and a beer? Is it that simple?
It's that simple. I've seen your offerings out there in San Francisco, and trust me, man, your options here are pretty much hot dog and Italian beef.
Okay. I got nothing against that, by the way. I know we named our damn podcast after one of the food items here in San Francisco, but I got nothing against anything here.
No. Honestly, what I do is I eat outside of the stadium. That's usually my go-to. I go to so many games as a season ticket holder and been doing this for 40 years. I've had plenty of dogs and plenty of Italian beefs. You can go around Wrigley and you can go to Wrigleyville Dogs. You can go to Output has phenomenal wings. If you like wings, yeah. Output on Clark, absolutely phenomenal. If you go a little bit north on Clark, Clark and Waveland, some of the best wings that you could have is another great place. Yoxie's has got some good food, but I would prefer to eat outside the stadium than look around inside the stadium.
My gosh,
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you going into the bleachers?
No, well, we're not sitting in the bleachers. No, we're sitting. We're sitting in pretty good seats here, guys.
All right.
In pretty good seats, yeah.
I was going to say, bleachers have some options out there. They have a place called Hot Dogs that has some pretty crazy hot dog variations named after former Cubs players that are very foodie-type hot dogs that people rave about. So that would be – the bleachers has better food than the grandstand would be my recommendation.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll go for a walk. But I'm already planning my next weekend because that was a lot of different options. We will explore them for sure. Guys, this has been a ton of fun. Fly the W and Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys, getting ready for the Bay Area invasion of Chicago. Looking forward to being out there, and had a great time chatting with both of you.
Well, we had a great time too, and hopefully the fortunes of both of our teams turns around next year as quick as possible. I would like a rematch of the 2016 NLDS, not the 1989 NLDS.
I'd like to redo the ninth inning of the 2016 NLDS is what I'd like to do.
I do have one complaint about you guys, man. Did you have to do Will Clark night last time the Cubs were out there? I mean, you got to give me some trigger warning on that, man.
They tried to do it a year and a half ago, and this little pandemic thing got in the way. That wasn't the plan. So you got to give us that at least.
All right. I just remember that Will Clark 1989, Will the Thrill. Jeez, killed
us. That's my guy. That was my favorite player growing up. And one home run followed by an even bigger home run. Yeah, it was nice.
Man, the boys of Zimmer, that was a fun year for us. But yeah, baseball's more fun when San Francisco and the Cubs are both good teams.
I couldn't agree more. So there it is. Rate, review, subscribe. Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys. Fly the W. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, guys.